After a massive weekend of sport, we got to find out who is happy, sad, red-eyed and looking towards the future with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. Tom, how you doing?
Oh, brilliant, Bear. And I know the answer to all four questions is Liverpool. Right. Simple as that, mate.
All right, thanks for joining us. We'll catch up next week and talk some more sport.
Look forward to it.
if perhaps we could diversify our opinions just a little bit, could I find someone else other than Liverpool that's happy?
Yeah, look, we're culturally diverse on this show, Bear, so we're going with Pakistan. India, 12 wins in a row in T20 in the cricket. Gosh, unbelievable favourites to beat Pakistan, and they took a 10-wicket drubbing.
Yeah, that's right. They chased down their total of 172 in the, I think it was the third last over, without losing a wicket. If you asked a Pakistan supporter, they've just won the World Cup. They're more than happy to just go home now.
Yep, we all know of the different rivalries within Australian football, cricket and so forth, but this is an international rivalry of the worst kind. And look, let's give it to Pakistan. Well done.
And it's very rare that those two nations get to play against each other, so I'm very happy that they were able to. And I'm sure India will try and return serve it a little bit later in the tournament. Can I hazard a guess who's sad today, Tom?
Oh, Man United fans, mate. If you can find one. They're not on social media, I can tell you that.
Just in case anyone's wondering, Tom's Liverpool didn't just destroy Manchester United, they destroyed them at home to the tune of 5-0 at Old Trafford. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
No, it was even 4-0 at halftime, which is the biggest result against them even at halftime in the Premier League history. So it was just a game full of facts and figures.
And can Liverpool do any better than that, or is that their grand final? Are they won it? Are they done for the season?
Well, I don't think Klopp would think so. I think he'd say, you know, next game, let's go.
And how long until the Manchester United manager is looking at the job vacancy positions in the newspaper?
Gosh, I think he'd have two eyes on it already, mate.
But you'd like him to stay, though. You think he's doing a bang-up job.
I'd like him to stay forever.
Careful, Sir Alec Ferguson was in the crowd on the weekend. Maybe he'll make a return.
No. The game has moved on.
All right. Who is red-eyed this morning?
Look, we'll go with the Matildas. Saturday night, perfect time. Free-to-air television playing Brazil. And the game, the reason I say red-eyed, the game was brutal, physically brutal. At the same time, fantastic skills on display. Just a really, really good game of football, and the Matildas are getting an incredible following in Australia these days.
First of two friendlies against Brazil, 3-1. I mean, that's a phenomenal effort. Brazil, widely considered to be, you know, the home of football and talented footballers around the world, and the Australian women gave them an absolute drubbing.
But physically, good grief, there was people. on many occasions, I was looking at them going, gosh. And friendly, I think that went out the window after about 2-3 minutes.
Well, we'll have to see in the return fixture. Also, who's looking towards the future?
Look, the T20 is on, and that's, of course, Pakistan against India that we were mentioning. And this is something we do talk about because it's not necessarily free-to-air and because of, like, Australia plays England. You'd like to watch that Monday morning coming up. But it's 1 o'clock in the morning. So I'll be interested to see how much support the T20 World Cup gets because of the times that it's on and also the fact that, you know, it's that clash that's taking place in Australia more and more, free-to-air versus cable.
Why would you pay to watch that when you could sit at home and watch the Matildas take on Brazil on free-to-air TV? This is why they're getting such great response, because all the big sports, if you will, you got to pay extra for them, and why would you bother?
Yeah, well, and as we've said many occasions, Bear, it is coverage. Coverage of any sport increases its profile.
Yeah.
And particularly if it's free to air. Because there are sad, and this is the hard part to believe, there are sad buggers in the world like me that will just sit there and watch any sport on a weekend.
The two flies crawling up a world championship, it's on this weekend, and Tom will have the results for us.
It's so hard to get the jerseys on them.
All right, we'll catch up and talk more sport next week. Thanks, mate.
Catch you later, Bear.